Today's reading scripture is John chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. John chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. Amen."
I'd like to give thanks to Father God of love and precious Lord. I would like to extend my thanks to Senior Pastor who bore me with love and allowed me to stand on this altar. And I would like to give thanks to Mrs. Bong Lin Lee who gave me the strength of prayer. John chapter 4, verse 14 says, "But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." This is what the Lord said to a lady in a city of Samaria called Sychar. She lived a life of misery. Our Lord also told her that, you have had five husbands and the one whom you now have is not your husband. I mean, changing husbands five times, you can imagine what kind of life she was through, like 2,000 years ago. In the Middle East, she lived such a life. So we can imagine what kind of suffering she had to go through. When people go through sufferings, people lose their strength. Even if they enjoy momentary happiness, they doubt whether this happiness would last. They are captivated by fear. They live a life of thirst. This lady lived such a life, and then she met the Lord. Sometimes, the Bible refers the water to the Word of God. In this world, even if you drink water, you become thirsty. But if you drink the Word of life, the Word of God, you will never get thirst again. Because Father God will satisfy your thirst with His Word. She drank the water of life from the Lord. So she left her water pot and went into the city and said to the people that, "Come and see a man who told me all the things that I have done." Well, I could understand her joy. I didn't have five husbands. I didn't have miserable life, but I was born in a wealthy family, and then my parents tried to give me the best things all the time. I was short of nothing, but the problem was my heart. Nothing was enjoyable. I couldn't find anything that can satisfy my heart. I think I was third or fourth grader in elementary school. I look up to the sky. Sometimes I felt happy. Most of the time, I was not happy. Why should I live my life like this? When will my life end? I was a child. I don't think it was a heart of goodness. I was not jealous of those, who enjoy honor and wealth and wealthiness. And what does that have to do with our life? Everything looked in the vanity. But when you live your life, sometimes you have to go to the well to, bring up water. So I have to do my job. I had to do my chores. I lived my life like that. However, as I grew up, the vanity became too much burden on my shoulder. I felt like I couldn't do anything. I was under a heavy burden. Then I came to this church. I heard the gospel of holiness. I heard who God is, how our Lord took the cross, and how He suffered, and how He became our Savior, why and how I can receive salvation as I believe in the Lord and receive His crucifixion, what it is like in heaven and hell. When I heard those messages were too sweet to my ears. Every word of God became like a water of life. You know, a dying tree becomes alive again when it absorbs water from the ground. That was me. The word, I mean, to the extent the word fills my heart as a light, to the extent the love of our Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd and fills my heart becomes full of happiness. I didn't listen to the word of God with my ears. I was able to see how our Shepherd practiced and show that word into practice and deeds. I was able to see what truth is because shepherd becomes the truth before my eyes. To my eyes, even if he is going to sacrifice his life, he will never forsake the trust and love for his Father God. Senior pastor suffering from so many things, like he was like, you know, about to die in 1998 and 1999. Well, two things that senior pastor cannot tolerate is the moment that he cannot give glory to God, and the most important thing to senior pastor is the souls that are entrusted to senior pastor. And these two things were threatened in those 2 years. For many months and for many years, he had to suffer. He couldn't eat well, and he lost his weight. But Father God said, it is a blessing. And the Father God told him to rejoice and give thanks. So even the senior pastor had to go through such a stuff, because Father God says so, senior pastor repeated what Father God said. You will see how Father God will bless this church. Senior pastor repeated the word of God. To my eyes, he was just completely trusted in Father God. And I loved it so much. I loved his truth. The truth is, when you are truthful to the truth, you can be truthful to other people as well. Because he accomplished the truth, the attributes of truth in his heart. That attribute could be revealed outwardly. When I look at senior pastor, because he was truthful to everybody, not only to Father God, I believed he can be truthful to me too. I met the truth, and he became my rest in my heart. And he became my water of life. I tried to imitate him by all means. I came to this church in 1990s, and I've been in this church for more than 20 years. Sometimes I had to go through many sufferings. I was tired when I found myself, you know, changing slowly. I had to overcome many trials, many refinements. As I said earlier, when I was slow to change, no, I was disappointed in me. All I could do was just pray. I just prayed and prayed and prayed. Mrs. Monglin Lee from time to time said, when you face a trouble, until when do you have to pray? Until you feel peace in your heart, you have to pray. Well, I remember that. All I could do was just pray and pray. I knelt down. When I pray, I tried to hang on to God. And I decided to myself, I will never hurt my father's heart in my prayer. When our Lord took the cross, He didn't say to Father God, Father, why should I take this cross? Why my life should be like this? He didn't say so. He rather said, I can do this job, so don't turn your face away from me. Look at me and see your glory will be revealed. Our Lord gave that kind of prayer of love to Father God. And that's what our senior pastor did. Even though there was as small as a palm-sized cloud in the sky, he was so delighted to say that there is a sign of big rain. And he was proud. Sometimes we heard him, you know, saying this kind of confession, right? Senior pastor said, I am the most blessed pastor in this world. Father God already knew what I would want later on. He prepared everything beforehand. And whenever I was in need, He provided me everything that I need. That was His confession. Well, to my eyes, whenever he made such a confession, this church was facing very difficult financial situation. But senior pastor gave out even deeper and greater confession to Father God. And that week or next week, he received answer from God. That's how he overcame situations. Sometimes you heard the senior pastor couldn't sleep for many days, right? And he said that, you know, he opened the window even in cold winter days. He said he couldn't, you know, sleep. He had to stay all night, right? But he just said, Father, and he stopped talking. He stopped praying. Why? Because we know that he would not do that, but he wouldn't want to say a word that can hurt Father God's heart. So he just stopped after saying, Father, and he just shed tears. That's what we heard from Senior Pastor. Whenever Senior Pastor said so, I put that in my heart. Father God gave me heaven. Father God gave me salvation. Father God gave me His only begotten Son. And Father God gave me love. And I didn't want to hurt His heart. That's how I decided. Whenever it happened, I prayed to God, Father God, if I had greater faith, if I were of more goodness, if I had piled up more prayer, I could receive answer earlier. But You will make everything work for the good. And I thank You for giving me a way to work around. And then I prayed. I went up to sanctuary, which was dark. I didn't pray. I just cried for hours. And I came back. But at the end of the crying, I prayed to Father God. Father God, I love You. Father God, thank You. I'm okay, Father. I can overcome. I can do it. You become my Father and You help me. And Senior Pastor prays for me. I can do it well. Don't worry about me, Father. I cried to Father God and I ended my crying like that. But Father, I have to please my senior pastor. I have to give strength to senior pastor. I have to pay for the grace that I received from him. So please help me. That's how I ended my prayer. And then I was able to receive strength. I piled up my prayer like that. And Father God started to give me answers. When the time came, Father God gave me more than I was seeking for. Father God evangelized my family. Father God gave me something that I've never imagined before. Every day. Dear brothers and sisters, I met senior pastor at the age of 16. Now I became 40 years old. 23 years passed in this church. Every day, I lived by the grace of Father God and the love of our Lord. I would like to share two things, two graces that I've received. I hope that this can be your grace too. The first is the grace that I received through my duty. I was called as a Levite worker in 1996. I was in an aftergraduate course in Seoul National University. I was majoring in Korean education. Father, you know, my biological father, you know, told me to become a lawyer or a professor. So I was in my, you know, course to become a professor. So I was planning to go on a, you know, study in another country for a, you know, PhD degree. But then I got a call from secretary, and they told me whether I wanted to work for secretary team as a summer preparation. Well, I was a novice Christian. I have no idea what that sermon preparation team was. Well, I wish I could, but my family doesn't like me to go to church, so I don't think I can work for the church. And the secretary told me to, well, why don't you pray? And then I stopped talking, and then the telephone was hung. Then I automatically knelt down, and a word of God was thrown at me. I felt like that. And there was one verse that I was reminded of. Luke 9, verse 62, that says, But Jesus said to him, No one, after putting his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Well, this is not the verse that I, you know, paid attention to whenever I read the Bible. But this was the word that Father God gave to me right on the moment. So I thought, this is how Father God leads people. Then I gave a call to the church, and my life course changed from then on. Someone prepped him, always deals with the word of God. Well, I told you earlier that in my heart, I had no joy, right? I was constantly uneasy in my feeling. I was in depression. But after I started in that team, you know, my life got little changed, but it wasn't completely changed. But, you know, after I started to deal with the Word of God every day, you know, such darkness, you know, faded away from my heart. Thankfully, I'm not sure, you know, whether, you know, how senior pastor thinks, but sermon prep team has to think about everything from senior pastors in the perspective. So while I was doing my duty, I was able to think from the perspective of senior pastor and of Father God and of the Lord. So I did my duty for more than 10 years. I prayed to God. I read the Bible. I did my duty. I just went to church, my home, Over 10 years, I lived my life like that. The grace of Father God was so great. I wanted nothing from this world. So I was happy. I was satisfied with my life. I was so happy to stay in this sanctuary. Then, I thought I was doing a good job. Then, there was a turning point. In 2007, I was doing my duty. Well, from 2005, senior pastor put emphasis on the duty as a leader in mission teams. So I thought to myself, you know, every day and night I work for Father God. Why do I have to become a group leader or a leader in a mission group? But since senior pastor said so, I prayed to God. Father God, please give me a chance to be able to, you know, to be given such a duty too. Then I became a group leader, and I became the president of the mission and the United Mission. Then I was shocked. I thought, I mean, I was in the sanctuary and lived a very comfy believing life. But so many members of the church worked in the world, got money there, and they saved those money, and they offered their money to Father God. Whenever I look at my members, you know, I have to cry. And I received two more graces when I was doing my duty. The first one is my narrow view, which was only between Father and me, or my shepherd and me, was, you know, enlarged to look at other souls. As I was doing my duty, my vessel became bigger, and my prayer has changed. Until then, my prayer was like, Father, I will go to New Jerusalem. But then my prayer became, she is the sheep of my shepherd. He is the sheep of my shepherd. Our members should go to New Jerusalem together. Please help them. During Tuesday praise and worship service, whenever the faces of our members, you know, shown up on the TV, I was so happy. Whenever I look at the members of my group, members of my mission team, I was so happy. I felt like I became like, you know, I was so rich. I felt like I became rich. Whenever I saw a member who had to receive an answer, then I prayed to God for him and for the member. Whenever I look at the members on TV, you know, I was happy. You know, it was like a kind of one-way, one-side love, right? Then I realized that even though I didn't know, even though I didn't felt, my Father, my Lord looked at me and they loved me and they felt love from me. And so did Senior Pastor. Even though I didn't realize, he looks at me and he feels love for me and he prays for me. Then I realized that, you know, Senior Pastor once said that, you know, whenever, you know, he takes a picture of the members on the screen whenever, you know, your face is on TV, right? You know, Senior Pastor piled up the pictures of our members on TV. He was, you know, storing up the pictures of our members. And I was able to understand his heart. The second was, you know, I could realize why the shepherd tells us so earnestly to live by the word of God. In a group, in a mission, there are many members who had great faith. But there are others also who had weak faith, who were suffering from diseases or financial problems. They were entrusted to me. Whenever they, you know, are suffering from diseases or, you know, problems, or whenever they faced in the troubles, my heart was burning for them. You know, I was, you know, only if I could solve their problems on my, you know, by myself. You know, but there is justice they have to pay on their own. Unless they solve the matter of sin, even if Senior Pastor manifests the greatest power of God, it cannot work. That's why Senior Pastor reads the letter of repentance and he talks about sin that we cannot even talk about in public again and again, even though he doesn't want to talk about it. I mean, sometimes, you know, I wonder why Senior Pastor had to talk about those things on the altar, but I could understand. Because Senior Pastor planted faith in the hearts of our members to receive answers and to go to heaven. Our Father God is not short. His arm is not short. But we are separated because of the sin that we committed before God. Every duty is precious. Levite worker, volunteers' duty, choir members' duty. They're all precious.
아버지의 마음을 깊이 더 느낄 수 있는데 너무나도 큰 도움이 되었습니다.
My duty as a sermon trip team
저 여러분이 되셨으면 좋겠습니다.
Was more precious.
그런 사명들을 감당할 수 없고 내가 원해도 또
안 될 때도
있지 않습니까? 그럴 때는 내 주변에 있는 몇몇 사람들을 위해서라도 기관장의
However,
마음으로 선교회장의 마음으로 기도해 주시고
The duty of dealing with souls directly is a great blessing. To understand the heart of Father God. So I wish you can wish for the duty to devote yourself for the souls, the Father God, the treasures. The second grace that I receive from Father God is the grace that the Father God gives whenever I try to understand His love more deeply and try to imprint Him in my heart.
가나안 땅에 들어가서도 또 그 이후로도 두고두고 하나님께서 어떤 기사 표적으로 함께 해 주셨는지를 찬양하기를 기뻐하셨습니다.
Father God loves to be praised.
맞습니다. 우리도 신앙생활을 하다 보면
Whenever we live our life of faith, sometimes we shed tears. Whenever we feel the love of Father God and the love of our Lord. And it is the same with the love of the shepherd. However, as time passes by, people tend to forget the grace. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1 says, For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away from it. The word of life, the receive that we receive, we should not let it drift away from us. I was always trying to remember and hang on to the grace that I received. I tried to understand more about the love that Father God gives to me. I wonder whether I can understand a just small part of the love that Father God is giving to me. Then Father God gave me a grace to understand His love and His grace during the worship service, during praise and worship time. For example, the three pastors, the daughters of senior pastor, talk about their father from time to time. They said senior pastor once, you know, played a lot with them. They read books before them. Senior pastor put the same dress onto three daughters and went on a picnic. Whenever you hear such testimony, you feel happy. Imagining the beautiful moment, right? But, of course, I became happy. But it became my earnest prayer too. The closer you become to senior pastor, the more you can understand about senior pastor. He has so strong sense of responsibility for his family, for his own thing. But after he was chosen as a servant of God, he gave three daughters and his wife to Father God. He doesn't even remember the ages of his three daughters. When he had the birthday party, his young three daughters peep into the room where there is a party. Then some people, you know, push those three daughters away. And they had to go to some other place to have, you know, meal separately. But senior pastor chose our church members over his own three daughters. Senior pastor once, you know, advised three daughters never to sit on the laps of, you know, grown-up men. When I heard it, I was reminded of my father, my physical father. No, when I was wearing, you know, short pants, you know, he said, you should not wear short pants where there is a man. And my father, you know, does not like me to, you know, visit my, you know, friends where, you know, their brother is in their home. Then when I heard senior pastor saying, I could understand why my father said so. My father was trying to protect his daughter. My senior pastor was the same. He wanted to protect his three daughters. He wanted to give joy to his daughters. But he chose church members over his three daughters. So, Father God took care of his three daughters, his family. Senior Pastor says, it is natural as a servant of God to do so. But I should never receive the grace for granted. So I prayed, Father God, I am the sheep that my senior pastor chose over his three daughters. I don't want to forget. I want to pay for this grace. That's what I prayed. He didn't sacrifice only his life, only his family. He lived a life of sacrifice, and he showed love of our Lord to us. Whenever I, you know, experienced the grace, I made a note of it. And I read the note, and I prayed, Father, please, senior pastor did this on this day, and let me remember. Well, let me, you know, read those notes for you so that, you know, you can be reminded of the grace that you received. On a new Lunar New Year's Day, Father God said, your church members make eye contact with you and they receive answer to their prayers. The senior pastor was so pleased. Senior pastor, like, you know, may you receive answers to all your desires of your heart. Then for 4 days, he was making eye contacts with all the members. And just as Father God said, you know, since Father God said, those who make eye contact with you, those who shake hands with you, they will receive answers to their desires of heart. So the senior pastor did that for 4 days. You know, when he shook hands with our members, you know, his weight, I mean, he to balance himself, you know, his, you know, body was leaning to one direction, right? Then there was a note in my library, I mean, in my diary. Over 4 days, he hurt his knee. He couldn't walk right, but he showed a smile, and he went up to the altar as if nothing happened. One Sunday, he said he couldn't sleep for days, but he prayed for thousands of members and prayed for those members. The tired he's become, the brighter his eyes become. That's a senior pastor that I remember. He becomes like a mother who will never see their children again. He becomes like that. Ladies sometimes, you know, carry their, you know, babies on their back, and they forget to, you know, make, you know, they forget to let their baby be touched by senior pastor. But senior pastor never forgets that. Senior pastor tries to, you know, put his hands on those, you know, those children, and, you know, pray for them and saying, you know, may the light come. But on that day, it was like there were thousands of members, even though he continued to shake hands with those people like for hours, there was no end. So workers around him worried about so much. When will it be end? Then, you know, senior pastor had to, you know, move around in the corridor. And then I and my co-worker had eye contact with senior pastor. The senior pastor showed us a bright smile as if he's saying, I'm okay. Then Deaconess Migyong Han said, he's smiling even at the moment. And he went into his office. She wanted to try to, you know, hide her face, you know, shedding tears. I made a note on that day. Even though he shook hands with many members, he smiles like that. Sister Migyong, just look up to the ceiling to stop crying. Well, this is the life of senior pastor to the eyes of the workers. One day, senior pastor hurt his vocal cord. I made a note on my diary. How good would it be if he could stop and go home early? But he even delivers the message even longer. And the message we heard, in order to come into spirit, we heard that we have to trust our shepherd and love the shepherd. Since our Lord opened the way for salvation, once we are united with our Lord, the grace of salvation becomes ours. It is the same. Since our shepherd opens the space of God's power, once we are united with the shepherd with trust and love, we can receive the grace of God's power and sanctification. And our shepherd opens the way for us. Trust becomes our courage, and love becomes our strength. Once you trust our shepherd, you will stop thinking, can a man like me can go to New Jerusalem? You will never waste your time like this. Instead, you will say, senior pastor, pay for the grace by his sacrifice. And he says, I can do it. So I should do it. Father, I should do it. Give me strength. If you can feel the love of the shepherd so desperately in your heart, then you will never be disappointed. The moment you receive his love, then you are obliged to enter New Jerusalem and you will receive strength from Father God. Since we believe that his trust and love will lead us to spirit, that's why our shepherd sacrificed himself and devoted himself for the members. Just as our Father God said, his love is invisible, but we can feel Father God's love through the life of our shepherd. One of the most vivid memories that I had is when senior pastor bled from his nose in 2011. It was after Sunday evening service. Many members didn't see that, but you heard it. But you know, sermon prep team went into his office and they saw him bleeding. 4 weeks, he was in a mountain prayer. He lost his strength. You know, but because he was absent for many weeks, there were many documents that he had to sign. And there was even a video recording. And then he was hurrying on that day because, you know, he wanted our members to go to Daniel prayer meeting after the mini crusade. Because senior pastor doesn't want to be late. You know, Father God wants to make our members to go to Daniel prayer meeting early. No, he was in a hurry. So he was in a hurry. I think it was, he started his day at 5 o'clock in the morning, but his schedule was tied up until like 7 o'clock in the evening. My team was the last team. He was having a simple meal. He was pushing a spoon into his mouth, and with the other hand, he was signing the document. I asked him many things, but because he lost his strength, he couldn't hear us well. And he was asking me a couple of times, well, I cannot hear you well. Please tell me again, tell me again. He was in a rush. Before he finished his meal, he tried to, you know, stand up. As he was standing up, he said, what is this? From his nose. Then we found bleeding coming out from his nose. In 1992, senior pastor bled. Senior pastor once explained the situation. He suffered from too much burden on his shoulder while he was doing work for Father God's kingdom. And it was otherwise would be in a cerebral apoplexy. But that nose came through his nose and he died. but he revived by the grace of God. And we heard that story, right? I didn't experience that incident, but same thing happened because of too much burden on his shoulder. Blood came out. He blocked his nose holes with, you know, cotton. But he was in a hurry because he was thinking of those members waiting in the second sanctuary. He stood down, I mean, he sat down, but blood came out continuously. He was leaning back. But then suddenly, you know what? Blood, you know, going through my throat. And then he vomited the blood. And such a big lump, I mean, such a big clots of blood came out from his throat, through his mouth. Such retina blood came out. And I thought to myself, you know, if man, you know, vomits blood like that, you know, a man could die. Then I was able to, you know, imagine what would happen to senior pastor in 1992. 10 minutes passed, 20 minutes passed. The bleeding didn't stop. The senior pastor said, "Father, why didn't you stop for two more hours? But he didn't want to go home. You know, if you waited for 2 hours, I would shake hands with, you know, those members. I would just go home and, you know, shed blood. That's it. But why didn't you stop for 2 hours? There was a silence. We were waiting for the blood stop. One by one, he made eye contact. His eyes were wet. He looked at one of us, each and every one of us, and he gave a smile. And we smiled back at him as if nothing happened. And then 30 minutes passed, and then he stood up. And he said, in 1992, blood came out, and I had to, you know, gulp it. You know, that's it. I can't do that. And there was a sister. She was stopped crying, and she burst into tears. The senior pastor smiled, and he went up to second sanctuary. And he blocked, you know, his nose with, you know, cotton, and he went up to second sanctuary. I thought, you know, senior pastor would explain the situation and he would go home. But he didn't do that. He didn't mention about his bleeding, but he continued to talk and deliver the message. I was kind of worried about him so much. Then suddenly, the cotton couldn't stop the bleeding, and the blood came out from his nose. I thought he would go home then. But he changed the cotton and came out, and he continued to deliver the message. And then the students in the front row told Senior Pastor, stop it. You can go home now. But Senior Pastor continued to talk, continued to deliver God's message. And then blood came out again. And the senior pastor changed the cotton. And he said he concluded his message. And he prayed for all the members. And then he went home. While he was bleeding, he delivered the message. Well, this is not the message that we heard never before heard. I mean, it was the message about we have to obey the word of God. And it was the encouraging words to go to New Jersey together. Students, children, deacons, deaconesses, let's go to New Jerusalem together. And then he went home. For the last 30 years, it was the same message. The same message again. I couldn't think of anything. I was just looking at his nose, the bleeding. I couldn't think of anything else. Then, during my Daniel prayer meeting, I was reminded of those scenes, and my heart started to burn. Father God, now I see how you are cultivating us. Where in the world is a father who wants to sacrifice his own son to save us? Where in the world is the father who stops crying when he watches his own son bleeding on the cross? But to acquire true children, to acquire children of love, Father God was tolerating everything. And our senior pastor understands his heart. So he is sacrificing his life to share that love of Father God with us. And he is shining to us, proclaiming we have to go to New Jerusalem together. I could understand why senior pastor, why our Lord is taking the duty. Now, I talk to myself, Father, I will definitely go to New Jerusalem. I will come into spirit. I will come into all spirit. And I will go to New Jerusalem. On my way, I will proclaim together with senior pastor to wake up my souls to go to New Jerusalem. I believe you also prayed like that. That's not the only day. Senior Pastor Bland, but he was standing before us all the time for the last 31 years. I was nothing for the last 23 years in this church. I have received such endless love, and I became his fruit. I tried to remember every grace that I received, and I tried to give prayer of thanks to Father God. And Father God pour more grace upon the grace. For the days you've been in this church, you have received that much grace you received from Father God. And I believe you prayed to Father God with tears. I'm sure you prayed with tears to Father God. From time to time, Father God poured grace upon you every day. I believe you can pay for the grace as coming out as beautiful fruit. Let me conclude this message. During the Estonia Crusade, there was a difficulty. Even the workers tried to do things with good intention. It became great burden to senior pastor. It was not such a big matter, but I was able to see what happened. And the workers didn't intend to make a mistake, but you know, they couldn't understand senior pastor's heart and Father God's heart, and they made a mistake. But, you know, senior pastor had to take the responsibility for that. While I was, you know, have understanding of those situations, you know, my heart was hurt. You know, all workers, you know, just try to do things for good, with a good intention. But the result became the burden on the shoulder of the shepherd. What should we do? It became my burden too. Why? Because senior pastor has been taking all those burdens. We did our best, but all the time, it is senior pastor who takes the burdens all the time because of our mistakes. Until when should we pray like that? I did my best, but it became burden to senior pastor. What should I do? Then Father God consoled my heart. Suddenly, Father God reminded me of a pearl clam. I cannot explain them all, but as you may know well, substance came into the clam's, into the clam, and because of the pain, a fluid coming out from his body, I mean its body, the clam's body, and the fluid, you know, it becomes hardened and it becomes pearl, right? And we learn that we are the pearl shell, and then we have to take all the trials and all the refinements, and we have to endure the pain to produce a pearl. But on that day, that shell was not me. It was my Father God, and the Lord and the Shepherd. And then I was so happy. Actually, sometimes the substance can become sand or some wood stick, a particle from a wood stick. And, you know, if I had a good heart, you know,
what if
I was like, you know, a particle from a gold? But you know what? Even though I was a gold, even though I was a particle from a gold, or a sand, or a particle from a wood stick, you know, if once it goes into a shell, it becomes pain. Our Father God planned for human cultivation for many ages. Our Father God has tolerated so many things, such as betrayal of Lucifer and disobedience of Adam and rudeness of many souls. But He has tolerated to acquire children like us for the last 30 years. And even after the 2010, December 25, he waited for 3 years, and he waited another 3 months in this year. He is tolerating and persevering again and again. And to my question, Father God said, this is not what you do. This is what I do. This is what the Lord does. And this is what your shepherd does. It comforted my heart. Then senior pastor started to give out the original voice. And Father God says, you will become his fruit much more quickly than before. Were you disheartened from time to time? If you think all others are running their race of faith well, but I'm short of many things, do you worry like this? Do you think, you know, I offer so much to Father God, but you know what? I think I gave everything to my Father God, but you know what? I am still short of many things. How can I change? How can I stand on the rock of faith? When can I enter spirit and old spirit? Do you ask yourself like this? Well, I am the pearl of Father God, of the Lord, and of the Shepherd. Please make a confession like this. As you trust and love the Shepherd, Lord and Father God, and as you pay for the grace that you received, you can do it. Then you will become a fruit of Spirit, the fruit of Holy Spirit, you and I, all together, for our Shepherd, for the Lord, and for our God, and enter New Jerusalem together. Let's think over the message and pray together. Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Please lay your hands on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, please lay your hands on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty God, Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all the believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works transcending space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through the satellites, the internet, and GCN TV. on all over the world, as well as in local sanctuaries. Give them faith to believe. Drive away all negative thoughts and doubts. Drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints and nerves and tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses, go away. May the light come. Father, scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria, all contagious diseases such as cold, flu, fever, go away. Father, protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses and heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers, and AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid disease, heart disease, lung disease, women diseases, and all inflammations. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. All pain such as back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, and live. Father, let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see. Let the deaf come to hear. Let the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no scar left. And let them be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead cells, nerves, tissues be regenerated. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces, and their servants, go away. Go away, you evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. You darkness, go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer, and the power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of diseases and accidents throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blessing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor to study well and hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they do, let them do everything for the glory of God. Father, let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answer from God, and I received blessing. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.